It's Fact Australia. I've just been joined by Michelle Warren. Is it Warren?
Warner,
sorry. The writing on the wall. And you are from Aberdeen Asset Management, and you are the team, part of the team that sponsor Cows Week.
Yeah, I'm actually part of Cows Week Limited. So right. Obviously our title sponsor for the event is Aberdeen Asset Management. But yeah, I'm employed by Cows Week Limited.
Such a mouthful, isn't it? So you've abbreviated. I saw the email come through, and it's it starts off as AA, and I'm thinking, well, perhaps you shouldn't shorten it.
No, we don't shorten it. No, it's for Aberdeen Asset Management Cows Week.
Okay. Yeah. So you must be incredibly busy in the build-up. We've got, less than 3 months?
Yeah, 89 days, I think, something like that. It's a busy time of year for us. We've been taking entries, so people entering to race their boats in the regatta since August last year, but people obviously starting to think about planning their summer ahead, and we're getting really busy with inquiries and bookings, so that's all very exciting.
So, I mean, we all think, and we were just talking about this off air, that, you know, you just get together in May and start putting the whole thing together, but it takes a whole year to do it. I mean, how many boats actually take part in the event?
It's anything between 800 and 1,000, so, yeah. So
crikey. So there's all those people. I mean, you know, it's not just one person per boat. You've got to, you've probably got to go through all their paperwork and so on and so forth, and all the registration and all that. And it takes time. How many people have you got working as a team?
We're actually a small but perfectly formed team. So we've got kind of 5 members of staff, most of whom are part-time and work for us on a year-round basis. And obviously the team ramps up quite considerably as we get much closer to the event. So we have about 100 members of temporary staff in the week, and we've got 250 volunteer race officers who come and manage what happens out on the water as well. So scales up massively, but during the rest of the year we're pretty tightly formed.
Good. But this is the time when you're probably the most busiest. It's the build up now.
I guess from May really is when we get really, really, really busy. And then it just sort of is on a gradual incline up until the week before, which is obviously everything coming together and we open for registrations, and that's when it really, really, really goes nuts.
I'm just going to ask you a random question. What keeps you awake at night at the moment? What thing are you most worried about?
Or
have you got it under control?
We're in pretty good shape, actually.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Touch wood.
That is good to know. So there's just so much going on with Cows Week. Anybody that's ever been to Cows Week, they know that there are some people that just come down and just look at a few boats on the water and just want to feel the atmosphere on land.
Yeah.
How do you get the combination to sort of mix up and you know, so people get the full benefits? Because, as I say, it's all going out on the water.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff going out on land.
Well, we have between 100,000 and 130,000 visitors on site with us during the event, so it's really important that they have a good time too. Obviously there's watching the boats from the shore, there's lots going on right in front of you. You can see the boats start under cannon fire from the Royal Yacht Squadron, which is quite entertaining and fun in its own right. But you can also get out on the water. We have spectator boat trips that go out for an hour at a time that leave Trinity Landing. You can book those from June. So if you want to get a bit closer to the action, you've got the chance to do it. There's a ton of stuff happening throughout the day. There's live entertainment from early afternoon each and every day up until late into the evening. We're actually working with UKSA this year, who are our official charity, and that's great because obviously they're local, they're based in Cowes, but they're also a national charity and they're all about transforming people's lives through water sports and sailing. So we're really excited to be working with them, and they've got all sorts planned ashore and afloat as well, which will be announced soon, which is exciting.
Well, they actually came in a couple of weeks ago because we actually chose them as one of our charities to follow.
Okay.
As well. So and they do fantastic work, and some of the stories they've got are just incredibly great stories to tell. Because I say there was one particular guy that came over to the Isle of Wight, didn't have a job, teamed up with them, and now the world is his oyster. He can do so many different things. He's been trained on so many different things, which is really, really good. So it's great that there's that local support as well.
It is. And also, one of the objectives of their involvement as our charity is to raise enough funds during their time as official charity that they can get every single Year 6 student across the whole of the island afloat for a sailing experience. And that's brilliant, because that, you know, involves the whole of the island community in our regatta.
So let's talk about entertainment for a bit, because I know that the entertainment is it's big for Cowes Week, but how much of an input do you actually have?
Well, we work with each of the venues, so as anyone who's come to the event will know, we've got sort of three shoreside pop-up venues that are in place just to support the event. The two main ones, I guess, being Cowes Parade and Cowes Yacht Haven. So they're responsible for what happens on their entertainment stages, and I work with them to make sure that we're kind of streamlined and coordinated in what we're offering.
Have you got any ideas, big names that are coming and entertaining the troops, or is that a hush-hush secret at the moment?
To be honest, I've had no details confirmed yet.
Right, okay.
Yeah, normally it's around about kind of May, June time when we'll get all the finalised details, and as soon as we do, they get put on our website.
I know that during the week there is an array of entertainment up and down, you know, the seafront, and probably in East Cowes too.
Yeah, the lifeboat have a number of acts performing as well, and I know that each of the venues, we've got such an array of talent on the island that you know that a lot of that comes to the fore during the event as well,
which is good.
Yeah,
it's incredible that we get how many 100,000 people,
yeah,
floating around in, you know, if that's the term to use, I mean on the water and on land, yeah, as well. I mean that is an incredible one. So it's still got a massive pull, isn't it, Cowes Week?
It has. I mean, it's the world's best known regatta, and it's right here on our doorstep on the island. So yeah, we're incredibly lucky and proud to host such a fantastic event.
And the event this year starts obviously last week in July. They still call it Dinghy Week.
That's Gurnard Dinghy Week.
Right.
So that happens just before our event, a couple of weeks beforehand.
So the two aren't connected then?
No, I believe Dinghy Week was a part of Cowes Week many, many years ago. I think it was split out in the 70s.
Right.
And so there are no longer dinghies racing as part of Cowes Week. It's keelboats only.
Oh, crikey. See how out of touch I am. See how old I am as well to remember.
But this year's dates are the 2nd to the 9th of August. And there's a ton of stuff happening throughout the week. So be great for as many people as possible to come and enjoy it and be part of it.
Well, absolutely. And just tell us, because we started talking off air about the family event, the family day that you,
yes,
do.
Yeah, so we hold a family day on the Sunday of the event, which this year is the 3rd of August. And basically, that's all about celebrating all the things that families can take part in during the event. So there's face painting, there's colouring competitions, there's flag making competitions, there's live entertainment as normal, but a little bit more family orientated. We also have special family discounted prices on the spectator boat. There's just a ton of stuff that we try and do around the event just to make it a lot more kind of, you know, something that families can come and be part of.
So tell us a bit more about the spectator boat, because I'm guessing that gets you a little bit closer to the,
yes,
action. You can understand it a little bit more.
Yeah, so we've got a spectator boat that goes out from Trinity Landing, which is just off Cowes Parade, and it goes out for hour-long trips three times a day. So it takes in the kind of start sequence, and yeah, you can get a little bit closer to the action, which is great. And bookings are possible for that via our website from June onwards. And just come along, and if you want to turn up on spec on the day, that's fine too.
Okay. There's so many. We can't do this in 10 minutes. There's so many things I want to ask you. I mean, you know, the weather has played its part in creating problems and not over the last few years. You know, I'm looking at Walk the White happens very soon, and I know my mum always says, oh, those poor people that have got to walk in all this heat and so on and so forth. And you think, well, hang on a minute, what's the perfect weather? Well, the perfect weather for Walk the White would be not quite so hot, definitely no rain, and hopefully not too much of a breeze. What about Cowes Week?
It's always nice to have the sunshine, because that's great for people ashore. And we want them to come and have a great time. From a sailing point of view, obviously we want a decent breeze, not too much, not too little. So, you know, you kind of want a perfect balance, really. We've actually been very fortunate. Last year, we just lost one day of racing due to no wind. But for the previous 2 years, we raced every single day, which is over an 8-day period, that's actually pretty good to get a race every single day. Sometimes racing gets delayed because it's too blowy or not quite enough breeze.
Sure.
But by and large, again, touch wood, we're generally pretty okay.
I think it's incredible that we've got this Solent and sometimes there's just no wind. And you think, how does that happen then? No wind whatsoever on particular days. I know that I'm going back a long time. I was a part of Cowles Week radio back in 1996, and there was no wind for days. And I've got a funny feeling it was the best part of a week where the weather was absolutely perfect. Blue skies, no cloud, and no wind, and everyone was just standing around doing nothing, and it was deemed not a success at all. But you know, obviously people were there having a great time still. So I mean, the you can have success on the water with the wind, but if it's not, you can still have a massive success on land as well.
You can. I mean, at the end of the day, the people who are entering to come and race want to come and race, and so one day's cancelled racing they're pretty okay with because it gives them time to do a bit of work on their boat and, you know, get things together and, you know, enjoy the shoreside. A couple of days, that's kind of not quite so good.
Yeah.
But once you get into 3 or 4 days, I mean, we haven't had it since I've been working on the event, which is 10 years now, but you really wouldn't want that scenario because...
No.
Yeah, okay, it's lovely ashore, but people, you know, want to come and race. That's part of what they want to do. But by and large, the sea breeze generally comes in the afternoon.
Okay, well, we've run out of time, but have you got a website that we can all look
yes.
at and find out more detail?
Yeah, so the website is www.aamcowsweek.co.uk. You can also follow us on Twitter, cows_week, and we're on Facebook as well, so just search for us. Neither of those ways, please follow us. We love to hear from you, and keep in touch, and if there's anything that we're not doing that you'd like us to consider doing, please get in touch with me.
Brilliant. And that website again, just in case there's a little old lady there trying to find a pen,
www.aamcowsweek.co.uk.
Right, okay, lovely. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll speak again before Cowles Week.
Definitely.
But good luck with all the preparations.
Thanks very much.